things I'll start with is commitment and consistency. I've actually been around the ski industry a long time. I've been CEO of our company now almost 8 years. I've been on the board of our company going back to 1996. And so I've gotten a chance to watch the ski industry over time. And one of the things that I felt like was going to be critical for our company to be successful was consistency. And I think that starts and ends with how you support your communities. So what I'd say is, many companies talk about how important it is to support your communities, and it's obviously just a good thing and the right thing to do. At our company, I think one of the things we realized was a dirty little secret about the ski industry, which is it's less about the skiing and more about the community. And when you see where people go to take vacations, where people go to bring their friends and their families, it's not to say that there aren't an amazing number of unbelievable ski resorts out there, but when you look at the numbers of people that go, it is where the community, right, is vibrant. It is where there is an incredible collection of hotels and restaurants and lodges and people. And when people show up, they don't differentiate. When they're up skiing and then they come down from a day of skiing and they are out with their family, that's part of their vacation at that resort. And so one of the things that we decided at Vail Resorts was that taking care of our communities was going to be one of the most important things we do to make sure that we're successful financially. Not just that we're doing the right thing, we actually feel like ensuring the health of the community is ensuring our own financial health. And rather than that just being words, I think one of the things I'm most proud of during my time as CEO is we've been through, in the last 8 years, a couple of pretty significant shocks to the ski business. One was obviously in 2008-2009, a recession that hit everybody incredibly hard, and I think made people question whether anybody was going to ski again and whether that was a luxury thing that was going to go away. And now when we look back, obviously, assuming the government doesn't default on their debt, we are in it's hard to remember what it felt like back in the spring of 2009 when no one knew, right, what was coming. And I think one of the most proud things that I have is in that year, the $6 million that we talk about as what we give to our communities did not go down one penny. Every other expense in our company went down. So we were looking to save money, obviously, in so many different areas, as all companies were, and we did not reduce what we gave to our communities at all. The second time that we got a chance to kind of live and walk the talk was in 2012, which was the worst snow year in ski industry history. And that year as well, we did not scale back in any way any of our effort or support for our communities. And so what I'd say is I'm putting this out there not to brag, because actually what I'm expecting is that everybody here is going to now hold us accountable to what I just said. And so next year and the year after and the year after, you can, if you don't think we're, standing up to this, my email is pretty much out there publicly at this point, let me know, because our commitment is this doesn't make sense, right? The kind of support you give when you're in our business does not make sense unless it's year in and year out. And it also means that the nonprofit communities and everyone, it's not just us, right? It's obviously, and I appreciate Blaise saying, everyone here supports these, right? It's not just the company. And so it is a collective effort that we need to make the community successful. I would say this, kidding aside, our company has coveted Park City for, the town and the community for a very long period of time. This is one of the greatest resort communities anywhere in the world. When you look at what's happened in this community over the last 10 to 20 years, it's astounding, right? It is so incredibly, the success, but it's not, not just financial success, but the diversity of thought, the cultural offerings that have continued to multiply here, and the way the community is taking care of itself. It is one of those things that's rare. There are so many ski resorts out there, and like I said earlier with Grid Skiing, it's not, common to have the strength of community that you have in Park City. And so for us, obviously we could not be more thrilled with our opportunity to now work with Mike at the Canyons. We feel like the Canyons is one of the great resorts, great skiing, and of course, you know, right down the street from this incredible community. And so we are absolutely thrilled to be here, and we'll be here for a very, very long time. I think our company has our company has never sold a ski resort in its entire 50-year existence. We are actually celebrating last year as our 50th year as a company. And so you're stuck with us, for better or for worse. So, you know, one thing I would say also is that we do, you know, we're a public company. And as a public company, there are certain things that are sometimes harder for us to talk about. But what I would tell you is that really represents only a small percentage of what people want to know about what we're doing, what we're thinking, what's going on at the Canyons, what they hear about, what they read about. I would tell you to talk to us. You know, we brought a ton of people here. Well, they all wanted to come to Park City. But apart from that, we brought all these people here so that as, you know, when we're done here, please feel free, come up to me, come up to any of them, and talk about it, either our company or anything you want to know about us. You know, this is the beginning of a relationship, and communication and transparency, I think, is critical. So on that note, obviously, as we came into the community, there's also been a little bit of hubbub. the truth, and this is not well known, so I'm breaking some good news here, is that Andy from the Park Record and I got together, and we figured this was a great way for him to drive his business, and actually he told me that, you know, his hits to his website have never been higher. You know, what I'd say is, candidly, it's an unusual situation for us, in all seriousness. You know, we had a real interest in getting into this community, and one of the pieces of that was inheriting a dispute, and so that's obviously something that people have read about, and you know, certainly in the Park Record. You know, what I'd say is, you know, disputes are always a tough thing. People don't agree, and I think ultimately, there have been some challenges, I think, as you know, people read things, it's unsettling. What I would tell you is, and I think our company certainly tried to step out as soon as we could and say, look, we're not trying to disrupt business, we're not trying in any way to disrupt the upcoming season or anything like that. And I think that's because we do have a commitment to the community, and we're gonna be incredibly sensitive to that today, tomorrow, forever. Right, we know that the health of the community, everything I just said, is very, very critical. In any dispute, there's going to be some fireworks, potentially. And I would say I'm not sure that they're done. You know, I'd love to say that say that they're done, but the way, you know, litigation works these days, it's hard to kind of commit to that. What I would say is this, though. Ultimately, it will come to a close, and there'll be decisions by courts, the way our system works. I ensure that whoever is ultimately successful in that, the other party will do the right thing, will respect it, will move forward, and the community will move on. And so I guess I would say this, you know, even though it's not something we started, I would certainly up front say I apologize for the fact that we're in the middle of something that, you know, isn't just happy and kind of this, you know, the vacation experience that we normally just like to exclusively talk about. I would say something else too, which is, and I think this is maybe important, which is, you know, why? What is, you know, if you drop the litigation and drop who owns what and who pays who what and who's suing who, you put all that to the side, what I would tell you is the reason why our company came in here was because we look at things through the lens of a guest. Whether that's a guest who's coming from their home, full-time home, right on Main Street, or whether that's a guest that's coming from somewhere in the United States, whether that's a guest coming from somewhere in the world. What we like to look at is what is the vision, right, that person would have for the resort? How could the experience that we're providing that guest be better? And I would admit, and again, in full transparency, say that standing back from all the hubbub, it's not hard to see how there's an amazing opportunity here where you do have these three resorts, and certainly the two, let's say, I'll focus on, of Park City and the Canyons, with incredible terrain, incredible history, that are right next to each other. And to connect that ski experience and make it an experience that would literally be right? At 7,300 acres, the biggest and absolute, you know, one of the best ski resorts in the United States. It would be unbelievable. Put aside who owns what, who runs what, you know, put all that aside for a second. That is really, I think, when you think about it, is a huge opportunity for this community, right? To create this one-of-a-kind special situation. One of the things that we get criticized for sometimes on Wall Street is we invest quite a bit of money in our resorts. We do that, and we do that consistently, just like we do with our communities, because that's what the guest wants. The guest wants to see improvements, new lifts, high-speed lifts. These are all things that ultimately make a huge difference. So what I'd say is, you know, our commitment and my commitment to everybody here and to this community is we will be looking at everything we do through the lens of how do we make that guest experience truly the experience of a lifetime, which is the mission of our company, providing these incredible moments that people remember for the rest of their lives. And part and parcel of that is how we can support the community regardless of what's going on, whether it's a recession, whether it's a bad snow year, whether there's squabbles, whether we don't agree. We don't always agree with our communities. But even in those moments, we're still there to support and try and make you know, the experience better for everybody. With that, what it says, I really appreciate everybody for taking the time to come. I appreciate all the nonprofits for your engagement. It's been an incredible experience. As Mike said, really, you know, even though we're giving the money, all of our folks love this part of the job and meeting and learning more about the nonprofits and getting to spend more time with them.